Joseph Pasek of barnburner.ca, our daily podcast entitled Fired Up. And I'm fired up here because I got Nicole Monique of That's What She Said Sports. It's her birthday week, 29 and holding. Happy birthday, Nicole. But what a birthday present I received. What a birthday present I received. The Buffalo Bills are circling the wagon, Chris Herbert, thank you, as they defeated the previously undefeated Atlanta Falcons, not in Buffalo, in that beautiful new stadium, Mercedes-Benz Field, Dome, whatever you want to call it. What a victory for my Buffalo Bills. 3-1, first place again in week 4 of the National Football League. Let's talk about my birthday present to you, the Buffalo Bills.
Hey, Joe, and hey, everybody from Barn Burner. Thank you so much for having me on again. And, yeah, I guess we're going to go there because I'm here in Atlanta. And even though everybody is feeling down, it's good to see that Joe is all excited. But, yes, the Bills went to Atlanta and shocked the winning Falcons, who obviously was their first loss, 23-17. With that, the Falcons wide receiver Julio Jones, and Joe, hopefully you feel a little bad after all that gloating. He suffered a hip flexor injury. So, you know, I'm just saying. But what's interesting about this game, especially if you watch the second half, the Falcons had more than one opportunity to win the game, but they couldn't even gain 1 yard to get a first down on the final 2 plays at the Bills' 10-yard line. I mean, the Bills' defense was off the chain in this game, and they proved it doesn't matter whether we're at home in Buffalo or at Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta. We want to win. And they did it. And again, the Bills beat the Atlanta Falcons 23-17, giving the Falcons their first loss of the season.
Yes, and I like the Mercedes-Benz Dome, but Buffalo certainly the defense. You know what? This Tyrod Taylor just has to play. You always hear this from quarterback. Just manage the game, because the Bills defense this year reminds me of Bruce Smith days. You know, certainly smothering, and they go after the ball and they're ball hawks. And let's talk about another game here. Let's go to England again. In England, 9:30 in the morning. How do you like these 9:30 games? Miami.
I'm not a fan, but it is nice to kind of get in the morning and turn it on and see and catch a little football, see what's going on. But I'll be honest with you, especially after last season where I feel like we had too many, I'm definitely not getting up that early. But if it's on, you know, I'll take a look at it. And it seems like they're trying to get better games, which they did, especially this time around between the Saints and the Dolphins. But it wasn't exactly a jolly old good time for the Miami Dolphins, who lost 20-0.
Yeah, and first half, a nail-biter, nil-nil, like they say in soccer there. But let's go quickly through some other games.
If you could humor me for a second, you know, when we had done the college football show, and I talked about WTF, when I talked about where is Tennessee football, I kind of want to ask that question again when it concerned the NFL. What happened to the Tennessee Titans, who got beat by the Houston Texans 57-14. And, Joe, I wanted to find out from you, because I believe he is definitely the quarterback of the future. Are you believing in Deshaun Watson?
I always believed in Deshaun Watson. Deshaun Watson should have beat that GOAT, the GOAT, Tom Brady, last week. And you know, Deshaun Watson, you know, beating Marcus Mariota is basically known as an up-and-coming, probably in the top three of up-and-coming QBs. But 57-14? Come on, Jim.
I know.
Could sit down for 57-14 and play, watch the game in London, play soccer in London or whatever. But I can't believe that score. And Deshaun Watson, let me tell you, is the real
and
deal.
And also, too, he threw for 203 yards. He had 5 total touchdowns. And you know, he tied the single-game touchdown record for rookie quarterbacks. I mean, Deshaun Watson, is no joke. Now, I'm not a big fan of what he wears in his, you know, after game press conferences, but that's a whole other topic we can have another day. But anyway,
hold on, he's not everybody can be Cam Newton.
That's true, but he did finish 25-34 through the air with 4 touchdowns and an interception while rushing for 24 yards and a touchdown and 4 carries. So this boy is definitely the real deal, and he's the kind of quarterback that the Houston Texans definitely needed.
Now, speaking about Cam Newton, last week, Houston, Deshaun Watson going to New England and almost beating Tom Brady and the Patriots in Gillette Field. But this week, Carolina going into Gillette Stadium in New England and beating Tom Brady. Now, listen to this. If Tom Brady would have lost to Deshaun Watson, they would have been 1-3. They're 2-2. But these three losses, if they would have lost, happen to be at home. New England has two losses at home. At the beginning of the year, some people were saying New England will go perfect this season. They're 2-2 with the New York Jets. If you ask me,
let me tell you, the biggest problem with them is their defense. The New England, they've given up, Joe, 300 passing yards to each quarterback in space in the first four games. And plus, and that's pretty scary. But I think the biggest thing is if you watch them, they're sloppy. There's something going on with that game. Time and time again, the Panthers, especially in third and long situations, they, you know, the Patriots, they just couldn't do it. So it allowed the Panthers to get a fresh set of downs. It was just like the Patriots, it was like they ran out of gas. And, I mean, even Belichick had a look in his face like he didn't even recognize the team. So they definitely been playing sloppy. And this is a team, I can tell you just, and I know it's early in the season, and some Patriot fans or just Tom Brady fans might say, calm down. But this is not the kind of team, or especially a Patriots team, that's going to go to the Super Bowl again. So on behalf of Cam Newton, I'd like to say dab on that.
All right, well, speaking about New England, they got a tough, tough game this week. The early game this week, it happens in Tampa on Thursday. We'll touch on that more in a couple seconds. But these close games, you know, like New England 33-30, Carolina winning. Then you got the Jets in overtime, 23-20.
I know, and that's a shocking game right there. Yeah,
yep.
Well, you know what? First of all, it's funny that 2 weeks in a row I'm actually saying this. I can't believe it because it's like I'm in the Matrix. But the Jaguars are playing good football, ladies and gentlemen. Even with this loss, the Jags look good. So, yeah, I know. It's shocking. But, yeah.
What about the Jets?
The Jets
are 2-2.
I know.
Everybody said they're going to have 2-4.
And then can we give a shout-out to the Eagles for beating the L.A. Chargers 26-24? I mean,
no,
even that alone.
I feel bad for the Chargers. We lose every game by a point or two. What's going on there?
No, what I feel bad for is New York Giants. They have not won a game. And I know last week I told the Giants fans not to panic. Well, panic! Your team is on fire. Run. I don't know what else to say. You all need to panic. You're 0-4. This is not good. So I'm sorry. I got a little hyper. But, yeah, you need to hit the panic button with, like, a quickness if you're a New York Giants fan right now.
Nicole Monique of That's What She Said Sports right here on Fired Up. Now, as we mentioned, let's preview Thursday's matchup. Critical for both teams, but more critical, if you believe it, for New England. New England going into Tampa. Tampa, you know, has been they survived the Giants, and they laid an egg against Minnesota, and they won the first week there. What do you expect from this game? Because New England has to come up huge in this game, and they're coming off a short week.
Well, this is what I expect. I expect Jameis Winston to be going off because we've already seen a pattern here. Deshaun Watson went off on Tom Brady. Cam Newton went off on Tom Brady and the Patriots. I'm expecting Jameis Winston to do the same thing. I think it's going to be basically a trifecta of three quarterbacks giving the Patriots a hard time. Now, granted, the Houston Texans did lose, but they didn't lose by much. And Cam Newton and them squeaked by. They're playing in Tampa Bay, which is already a hard place to play. Tampa Bay has extremely loyal fans, and even though they've been kind of shaky a little bit in the offense, I do expect Jameis Winston, who's a great leader, to have his team ready. And I think even though the Patriots are looking there, they're going to be playing desperate football, and that sloppiness is going to continue, and the Bucs are going to come up top. And I don't think it's necessarily going to be a blowout, but I think the Bucs are going to squeak by, especially if they can keep their defense ready, because Tampa Bay is always known for having, you know, good defense. I think the Bucs are going to win, and this is going to be a good game to watch. Finally, a good Thursday game to watch. So thank you, NFL, for giving me a good game to watch on my birthday. I greatly appreciate that.
All right, and I just want to touch on before we close out, next Sunday night, Kansas City at Houston. That is a real good game also. And you know, we mentioned Deshaun Watson. You know, nobody's talking about, you know, Kansas City's quarterback, Alex Smith there. You know, let's give him a little bit of praise there. But what do you expect? They're playing in Houston. Can Houston? This is a big, big game for Houston. Sunday night, NBC. The crowd's going to be alive. Do they come and demolish Kansas City?
Well, here's the thing. I think the reason nobody's talking about Alex Smith is because Alex Smith had his day. There was a time where he was the belle of the ball. You know, he was Cinderella. And even though he's still a good quarterback, you have somebody like Deshaun Watson, who's newer. You know, he's a newer, shinier toy in the NFL, so everybody wants to talk about him. But I will say, you're exactly right. Don't sleep with the Kansas City Chiefs. They're that kind of team that can come to your house and beat you and make you look crazy. So even though there's a lot of hype when it comes into as far as the Texans, the Kansas City Chiefs, they've always been the type of team, whether they play at home or on the road, they play very well. So don't sleep on them. But I will say this is going to be a big game, especially a televised game for the Houston Texans, where the nation's going to see what they're, you know, as far as their new quarterback. They do have to step up to the plate. I think they're going to go toe-to-toe, and I wouldn't be surprised if this is one of those games that go into overtime, Joe.
All right, as you mentioned, it's Nicole Monique's birthday on Thursday. So a happy birthday, 29 and holding, once again.
Thank you.
Due to popular demand, they want me to sing again, all right? So here it is, because maybe people love me singing, I don't know, but happy birthday to you. Thank God Norm is not here, because if he was singing happy birthday to you, you'll fall asleep. Happy birthday, Nicole Monique. Check out Nicole Monique on That's What She Said Sports. Tell them how they can get a hold of you and send birthday wishes.
I love the popular demand, so that was awesome. Thank you, Joe.
It's
but, yeah,
demand.
Definitely
catch. First of all, hold on, Nicole. Let me tell you, seriously, but you guys have to check out last Monday's Fired Up, September 25th's Fired Up with myself, Rudy Reyes, Rory Mitchell, TV, and Nicole. We have over 90,000 listens, and you guys got to check it out. And you know what? This week he's not making news. Once he starts making news, we'll have it on again. They're talking about your 45th president, Donald Dump.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, Trump.
Go ahead. Yeah, but folks, definitely follow me at Twitter at TWSS Sports. Catch me on Instagram at She Said Sports. Go to my website, TWSSSports.com. And as always, catch me every week on barnburner.ca. Great things coming up. Joe, again, as always, thank you so much. I appreciate the birthday love, my friend.
No problem. And, again, send her a tweet, an email. Again, happy birthday, Nicole. Hopefully you have a successful year. One of the best females in sports. That's Nicole Monique of That's What She Said Sports. Thanks a lot, Nicole.
Thanks, Joe. Have a good one.